from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, Brock.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Gerard Mayo had the fellas doing some virtual sprints. Have you been doing any of this virtually, Bill?
I did not see that. I don't even know what we're talking about with virtual sprints. Yep. I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
You can't fight it no more. You cannot fight the bikes no more.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe this.
This is the biggest pivot of all time.
You are such a hypocrite.
This is the biggest pivot of all time.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
How do you feel about the skillet cookies as a restaurant dessert?
I like it.
I love it.
I love it.
That's shocking.
I may have tried them last night when I was out for dinner.
Oh, wow. You went to dinner last night?
I did.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
That's amazing.
12th all time.
Think about that.
That's nuts.
And he's so far ahead of, like, a lot of people.
Yes. They actually just redid your plaque at the Hall of Fame. It just says he's so far ahead of a lot of people.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill!
No.
Greg Hill!
No.
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Welcome to the show.
What up, adults?
Good morning.
What it do?
How you doing, Wiggy?
What up, what up?
Hello, Courtney.
Hi. Oh, gosh.
What?
I don't know. I wanted high energy.
I wanted hello.
What a beautiful day.
We are, for a while this morning, I don't think the whole show, we are without Curtis, and I don't want to alarm anybody because of his age. Not Curtis's age, but Pudge's age. Apparently, Pudge is not feeling well this morning. So that means that Curtis will not be here, Wiggy.
Yep.
So we're sending thoughts and prayers to the official dog of the Greg Hill Show, at least when it comes to longevity.
Yeah, we love you, Pudge.
The official dog of this show.
Well, he's old, right? I think he's
Pudge.
Isn't he like 12 or something like
probably.
That? So yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? That's
he has a lot
dog.
Of life left to live.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have much more life left if the Red Sox continue to blow games in the way in which they blew that game last night.
Had a great opportunity.
Some are calling that arguably the worst, not only the worst loss of the Red Sox season, but perhaps the most shameful loss of the last 4 or 5 years for the Boston Red Sox last night. That bullpen, prior to the All-Star break, had an ERA of 3-something, 3.67 or whatever. Post-All-Star break, it is 6-plus.
Going in the wrong direction.
When it comes to the bullpen.
And who's to blame there?
I would put that on the players, right?
Yep. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't going to go a different way.
Who, me?
Yes.
I would say players and coach, right?
You see, you're going to drag Alex.
Not much, though. I wouldn't drag him much into it. I know where you guys want to go. Well, not you, Courtney, but you guys want to go straight to John Henry.
No, I think it's on the players.
How do you blame John Henry in front office in this one?
If we fall down this same path, and I don't think we are, because they won the series. 2 out of 3, they won the series.
Yeah.
But that was disheartening yesterday because you have to take into account how this team has performed after the All-Star break the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And you don't want to repeat here. So giving up games like that where you seem like you have it in the bag is disheartening.
Yeah. I mean, against a bad team, a team that you should be sweeping. So this is the problem, is that this team, if you look at really, really good teams that they have played since All-Star break, they don't look good against really good baseball
Yeah,
games.
Like we said,
so that's the concern that you can have.
This thing's going right down to the wire. And, you know, they got to make sure that they don't hit a crazy slide where they lose like 7, 8, 9 in a row. But they need to flip it, and they have to get on. They have to hit one of those runs where they, you know, where they go, you know, 7 wins or in a 10-game stretch, they go 8-2 where they can really, you know, really do some damage. And they have the opportunity coming up in their next 2 series. Granted, they're tough. They're going to be on the road in Baltimore and Houston, I believe. But you can really make up some space against Baltimore.
Yep. Well, it just the way in which that happened last night, 9th inning, is disappointing. But it's a long season.
Yeah.
It's a very long season.
That it is.
So we have got a lot to get to on the show today, back in the studio after a couple of incredible days for the 22nd annual Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Last I checked, which was early evening last night, you had donated over $3.4 million.
Wow.
And I assume that number continued to go up last night and is continuing to be added up and calculated. So I will have, I'm sure, at some point this morning, an official donation total for this year's Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. But to me, being there and being able to talk with those who are staring cancer in the face and find some way to be optimistic, and to, when it comes to the families that are there with their loved ones and are helping their loved ones in this fight. And then you see the doctors and the nurses who go, I don't know how they go and do that job every single day and do it with a giant smile on their face. And it's just really, truly, as I have said a billion times, the two most important days of the year at this radio station. So to every single one of you who gave over the last couple of days, thank you from all of us. Thank you from the Jimmy Fund. Thank you from Dana-Farber. It's an awful lot of money, and it will do an awful lot of good. So,
and I also think it helps with early detection moving forward. I think these 2 days, and you did a good job kind of hitting home how crazy it's been, the younger generation that mm-hmm. has been diagnosed with whether it's colon cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer. And for a lot of people listening, I think that if they feel off, they hear those 2 days and say, no, I need to take this seriously and go see my doctors. So
yeah,
that's important, too, moving forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the key about anything. And hopefully, you know, I think we all hope for one day is that you're able to have things like the Jimmy Fund where you can raise enough money and one day find the cure for it to where it doesn't become, you know, so many. We can go on and on about everybody, like so many people have been touched by it before, but I think it's really about hopefully one day we can find a cure that we can, you know, that's one thing that we don't have to worry about being a death sentence or people, you know, potentially dying from.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's the good part that you hear these doctors talk about how much they've, you know, like how far they've came since they started.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing.
Frankly, I am concerned about your health
mm-hmm.
if we don't get more e-bikes in the city.
Yes.
Because, apparently, it is not only difficult for you energy-wise to ride a regular blue bike, there's probably a risk that you may topple over at some point.
Yeah, so, the e-bikes. We need more gray bikes in the city. Well, let's get it done. I was riding a blue bike, and I was going up the hill, and I was pedaling as fast as I could. I wasn't going nowhere. And I wanted to get off and walk it up the hill.
Where were you?
You know that hill, like, geez, I don't even know how to explain it. Next to, like, oh, geez.
Are you talking about Beacon Hill?
No.
There are some famous hills in our city.
I wouldn't even really know how to. It's like by the TD Garden where they took the parade route when it first started. It went up that.
That's like, is that Franklin Street or something? It's where, if you're going down Causeway.
Yes.
Toward the city.
Yep.
Not toward the Charles River.
Yep.
And you get that hill that is going up towards City Hall Plaza.
Yes, yes.
That's not a steep hill.
On a bike.
You were going to stop and pause and walk it up.
Yes.
You can't walk it up.
I know, I was
you're a former Super Bowl champion. You cannot be seen walking it up.
I was like, I could, because you know when you drop the gears down low and you just pedal really fast but you're not going nowhere. So I said, let me just get off and walk it, but then I was like, this would be so embarrassing.
All right. Well, we are here back in the studio, minus Curtis, who hopefully will arrive and join us at some point this morning, and thoughts and prayers to Pudge. We got a lot to get to on the show, including our leads coming up in just about 10 minutes, and they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will definitely talk about what Asante Samuel said about where Bill Belichick will make his triumphant return to the NFL.
Mm.
So we will get to that and other things coming up at 7.
Could be a couple returns.
Yeah, a couple places where he goes.
Well, I mean, did you see Tom Brady?
Which Tom Brady story?
The one where he said he can't come and play if he feels like it.
Yeah, why does he keep saying that?
I don't know.
Because he knows people are going to talk about it. We're all falling for it.
Do you think that's
it? Yes, of course it is. Tom Brady's not coming back into the NFL. He is not.
So why
say it? And good for him, because he makes sure that he is in headlines every single day.
But why does he care? Like, he's Tom Brady.
Right.
Like, why does he care? Is he thirsty? Like, is he attention hungry?
Yes.
Yes.
He is?
And he should be.
Really?
He's the best looking guy on the planet.
He started vlogging on YouTube. Of course he's thirsty for attention.
I mean, you would think he has everything that he wants in the world. Oftentimes he is on a yacht in Saint-Tropez or something.
Right.
He's about to make his debut in the booth calling NFL football games. Why does he feel the need to suggest that unless he really wants to play? I mean, I'm giving him credit here. I'm saying that maybe he really does want to play.
I'm telling you, you don't keep saying it. He is the biggest DT around when it comes to stuff like this. Because all he does is tease us and go, you know, he's saying it. He's in great shape, and he's saying it for a reason. Like, well, you know what? Be careful, you young pups, because I could just come back and...
I can, but he won't. But he looks great. Like, Tom Brady is aging in reverse and has been since he joined the league. But Tom Brady has also made it pretty clear that he did the retirement and come back once. He is not going to do it again.
So why continue to do this?
Because he is playing all of us, as he should.
But why should he play us? It's like he's the greatest of all.
I would.
Really?
I would constantly be putting out there, I may come back. But hey, I'm never say never. I can still do it. I would do that for the rest of my life.
But what does he get from it?
Chuckle?
Other than attention. I mean.
Exactly.
So that's what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess.
And this is not a slight against Tom Brady. I would want that attention too.
I mean, can't the man.
We all would.
The man could just put up a picture without saying anything, and I believe he's going to get enough attention. There's no way he's doing this for attention.
Oh, my God.
So you think he's an attention hoe?
I don't. I would never call Tom Brady a hoe, but yes. But no, I think he's
saying.
Thirsty.
That's what you're saying.
He's a thirst trapper. That's exactly what he is.
Yeah.
I believe there's a little something in there, man. I do.
Yeah.
Because there's no need to, like.
I mean, could he come back at this moment and play?
Yes.
He could.
Yeah, he could.
With very little, like, he's kept himself in shape. He's not, he wasn't known for being fleet of foot anyway.
No, they don't hit the quarterbacks anyways.
Nobody gets hit.
It's really about, you know, from the shoulders up.
So maybe the Vikings should give him a phone call this morning. Is that what
you're saying? You don't think they have? You don't think if they're scrolling through social media and they see this, they don't pick up the phone and say, Tom, what can we do?
So the Vikings are sitting there looking at, after the bad news about J.J. McCarthy, they are like, okay, never mind Sam Darnold. Let's give Tom Brady a call and see if he's willing to throw on a purple jersey.
Yeah, I think that a lot of teams do that because he continues to say it. Right? If I was an owner of a team or I was in front office and I seen Brady saying these things, I would say, hey, Tom, you serious? Is there any chance we could get you to come back and play? What would it take? What do you want?
And then he probably says no.
Yeah. Maybe he does say no, but I would still be picking up the phone.
On him. He is playing this retirement perfectly.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to use the biggest attention whore out there now. Hey, I love you to death, Tom, but damn, you're teasing the hell out of me.
I will. The Kelsey brothers are giving him a run for his money. All right. Well, we will get to They Said It at 7. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30 or 7:45 this morning. And in the news today, stinky feet rage leads to violence in Iowa. Mm. And
do you think you have stinky feet?
I have no idea. And science says that a new social media trend with airline passengers may be the most dangerous ever. So we will get to all of that with the news. Courtney at 7:45, and it's a Thursday, and that means Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow coming up at 9 on this morning's show. Speaking of Courtney, here she is right now with what is trending.
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Matt Judon is out. The New England Patriots have traded Judon to the Atlanta Falcons for a third-round pick. When this was sent to the group message, Shime said, what took them so long? So,
yeah. Well, I don't know. Were they trying to see if they could make him happy somehow without paying him? Or
I
don't think they ever had an intention of paying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they paid him last year. I mean, let's be honest. Fair is fair.
And they just don't see him as part of the future of this team. So now you get a third round pick, which is more than I expected them to get.
It is.
Yes. I would have guessed probably like a fourth or a fifth. So you get a couple rounds better and you ship him off to Atlanta. They can pay him. They can deal with him. And you're moving on.
Okay. You like the deal, Wiggy?
Listen, I think a third-round pick for Judon's pretty good. And, you know, I know what, in my lead, this Matt Judon thing affects Drake May.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's going to be your lead.
Yep.
All right, we'll get to leads in 10 minutes or less, or right around 10 minutes.
The Pats will face off with the Eagles in their second preseason game tonight, 7 p.m. start. The Red Sox dropped their sweep of the Rangers, dropping their game last night 9-7 after leading the entire game until the Rangers' three-run ninth. Tanner Houck went 6 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 6 hits while striking out 3. The boys now in Maryland take on the Orioles tonight, 6:35 first pitch with Dick Pivetta getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 5:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler O'Neill have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Aaron Judge has reached 300 career home runs. He becomes the quickest to do so in MLB history. In Salem, New Hampshire, Little League, the team representing New England in the Little League World Series lost their first game to Hawaii yesterday.
Oh, come on!
It's all right. It's all right.
I need hustle out there.
Yep.
What? Hawaii?
Yes.
To be fair, Hawaii can play year-round.
Yeah.
I don't care about that, Sean.
That is true.
I don't care. Get the fungo out in January and out go to the go to the gymnasium and work on some grounders. Right. You are representing New England, New Hampshire. And it's double elimination.
Correct? Yes. Okay. So the next game is Saturday.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
All right,
so
fine.
Let's keep it up.
Yeah.
Keep it up,
let's
boys.
Let's go, kids.
Timeout Market, nestled in the Fenway, is your destination every Sunday in August for Noche Latina. Noche? Noche Latina.
How do you?
N-O-C-H-E.
Noche.
Yes, that would be Noche.
It means night in Spanish.
Wait, didn't you say that you took Spanish at Boston College?
I had to take it during the summer because I was so bad at it.
Mm. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it with my workload. Yes.
So you missed Noche, your workload.
Yes.
What was your workload?
Well, I was a student. I worked. When I was not at school, I was working.
Where were you working?
In the athletic department at Boston College.
Oh, yep. Probably a very serious position over there.
Yes.
What were you doing?
I worked for the assistant AD, Chris Iacoy, at the time.
Okay, excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
And then I was a D1 athlete. So there was a lot going on. So Spanish came during the summer. Yeah. I tried to test for any type of learning disability to get out of it, but unfortunately they said you're good to go.
You were not there the day that they covered Noche.
I should have known that. Yes. Noche Latina, every Sunday night at 6 p.m., DJ Snacks will spin the hottest Latina beats. Timeout Market is the Fenway's largest salsa and bachata dance party. Don't miss the fun. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com. That's what's trending. Here is Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 64 degrees. Another beautiful, almost fall-esque morning here in the city of Boston. A little drizzle this evening, but nothing too crazy. Mostly sunny today. High of 81.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
But I just can't convince myself I couldn't live with no one else. And I can only play that part and sit and nurse my broken heart. So lonely.
Up at 9, Craig Breslow, Red Sox front office report after a disastrous loss last night for the Boston Red Sox. By the way, heads up, Monday, our very first official Mayo Monday, we will be at Gillette Stadium with the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo. And we'll talk to Gerard Mayo about the plan. When it comes to Drake May, we'll talk to Gerard Mayo about Matthew Judon, who is no longer a New England Patriot. And you got yourself a third round pick for Matthew Judon, who was upset with the fact that they wouldn't pay him any more money here. So you could say goodbye to Matthew Judon, Wiggy. You like the deal?
Yeah, I like it.
You had no choice, is essentially what...
I think at this point, You knew you weren't going to pay him, because if you probably said to him, hey, listen, just go out there. Let's see how you look in the first couple of games. If you look like you're back to your regular self, we'll give you some more money. But they probably didn't say that. So now you knew, like, all right, there was probably going to be some issues in the sense where, you know, maybe halfway through the season, his back starts to get a little bit tight.
Right.
And, you know, now
he's having migraines.
Whatever it is, you know.
Yeah. Listen. It's, you say it all the time, and you and I tend to disagree sometimes, which is what America is about. Mm-hmm. But you believe that the only option that a player has is to hold out or hold in,
yep,
or make his demands. And if the value is there, then I guess the team will submit. And if the value isn't,
right,
or you're not a part of the future, as you said earlier, then it is
deuces.
It is see you later.
Yeah.
Thanks for your service.
And
thanks.
Don't you think it got a little bit too far gone? Once you bring in the social media aspect and things that Judon said, I don't even take into account his little spat on the sideline with Gerard Mayo.
I think that's worse. I like the social media. I mean, you and I would probably disagree about this too.
Yes.
The social media, I could care less. But you're sitting there, you know, dressing down your head coach, who's a new head coach, in front of everybody,
yeah,
media, players, other coaches. I mean, that doesn't generally go well.
No. Right,
wherever you do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like with Greg on this one. Like, I don't think the social media means anything. Nowadays, guys look at it, like coaches, I'm saying, people look at it and, you know, like, all right, these guys go out there and they kind of get in the heat of the moment.
But in the state that the Patriots are in, if I'm Robert Kraft and I see Matt Judon running his mouth on social media or telling fans to, you know, harass Elliot Wolf and Matt Groh, that to me is harder to take back than a relationship between he and Jerod Mayo, which I believe they have a very close relationship, so one meeting can fix.
But do you think it was a Robert Kraft thing, though?
I don't think Robert Kraft enjoyed the look.
No. I'm saying, do you think he had, not that he didn't have any say-so in it, but do you think he was, like, even a part of it?
Think he was a part of it.
Or did they go to Robert and Elliot Wolf go to him and say, hey, listen, we can't do nothing with this guy? And then
I think Robert probably said, we're not giving him any more money. I mean, if they went to him and said, mm-hmm. do you want to give him more money? I think he may have said, no, he's 32 years old, mm-hmm. and we are, you know, I do believe Robert Kraft is willing to open up the checkbook for a, you know, a potential wide receiver weapon that can change the trajectory at some point of the franchise. But I don't think he wanted to pay Matt Judon more
money.
But I don't think it even got to him, probably.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think they probably were like, they made the decision. And when I say they, Elliot Wolf and the people in that front office, Matt Groh, to go, it's not worth paying this guy. Because I think if they go, it's worth paying him, and they run it up to Robert, there might be a good chance that they give him some money.
Maybe. This is David in the car. Hello, David.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you for the last couple of days. What you guys do when you're involved in that, I just want to say it's extremely appreciated and important.
It is.
It's such a need that,
well,
thank you.
It's incredible. It started here 22 years ago, so before any of us.
It did.
And it's been something that this radio station has embraced, and has Nesson got involved, and Nesson does a great job with it. It's just an incredible couple of days, the two most important days of the year here. So, as I said at the start of the show, I would expect that last I checked last night, over $3.4 million have been donated. And when everything is added up and thrown into the kitty, I would imagine that I would hope that we will be over $4 million again. And I will update you on that this morning. But you were calling about Matthew Judon.
Absolutely.
David.
Yes, I think it's a mistake. And this is why I say that. You know, the Patriots have an issue. You know, they need leadership. So when you let go of a veteran, you let go of leadership. And that is a fact. I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, we got a little something, got a third-round pick. But the problem that I see is, you know, when I was watching the game last week, we have a bunch of coaches on this team that they look disgruntled. They look – I don't want to say disgruntled. Let me back that up. They look like a bunch of, you know, high school coaches that just got into the job, and they, like, they kind of, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And this team is overwhelmed. This team is extremely overwhelmed. And when you let go of a leader that you need whatever leadership you can keep on that locker room. And Matt Judon was a leader, and that's going to hurt this team.
Well, listen, they end up getting a third-round pick. Shime and Wiggy, I think, both said that they did not expect that they would get that high of a pick.
Nope.
And I think we are all going to have to accept the reality, the unfortunate reality, at some point, maybe, that this team, this destination, is one that is not going to be attractive in any way, shape, or form. I don't care how much money is attached to it, to a legit, talented free agent. Therefore, I hate saying this, you are going to have to build this team through the draft, and that is the only way that you are going to be able to build this football team.
See, I think you'll be able to sign free agents.
When?
I mean, you look
when?
At other bad teams.
Were you just able to?
When? What do you mean, this offseason?
With Ayuk.
Ayuk's not a free agent. You offered him a contract. He just wants to stay in San Francisco.
Okay.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you look at teams across the NFL who have historically been awful, Jacksonville or Cleveland or Tampa Bay, and they can sign people.
Did Brandon Ayuk want to come here?
He didn't want to go anywhere, Greg. That's why he's not in Cleveland. That's why he's not in New England. That's why he's not in Pittsburgh. Because he just wants to be in San Francisco, and he's just trying to leverage as much money as he can.
I hope you're right. I hate saying it.
But is San Francisco going to pay him? This is a good conversation that you're actually having, because first we start with Calvin Ridley, right?
Correct.
So then when you think of free agent.
What about D-Hop?
D-Hop's another one.
I think that's different, though, because that was a fully Belichick thing. This is post-Belichick. Okay. And like, that's different.
Okay. And Ayuk is a trade, right? Mm-hmm. So generally, the player doesn't have any real control of where he goes when he's getting traded. Like, mm-hmm. Matthew Judon didn't have control. He couldn't say, I don't want to go to Atlanta. I mean, I guess he could, but then he'd be throwing away a ton of money because he'd be sitting out and he'd be getting fined every day.
But the latest has been that the 49ers want to keep Ayuk, but then they still have the Steelers deal in place.
Right,
there is some conversation with Ayuk on whether or not he wants to stay there, because they're saying they're not that far apart between what the 49ers are offering him and what he wants.
Right, but your reports the other day was $30 million. So
but I think that they've maybe come up since then.
So you think the 49ers have come up?
No, the Steelers have come up.
Right,
it was $30 million less than what Ayuk wanted from the Steelers. Now, the 49ers and Ayuk, there has been some type of conversation between those two, reports are saying, and they are not that far away from a deal either, but they still have another Steelers deal on the back burner.
Right, but to Greg's point, if it's not about the money, then it's about the landing spot.
It's about the destination. It's about the opportunity to win. It's about who the quarterback is. It's about the freaking players' lounge, the way the wives are treated, the way the – I mean, like
– Ayuk has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Though. Ayuk only wants to stay in San Francisco.
Shime.
The Patriots had a deal and a contract on the table. He said no.
Shime.
The Browns had a contract and a deal on the table, and
Shime,
he said no.
Okay. I am just preparing you for the eventuality that the only way to build this team is going to be through the draft. And as an explanation in why, for those who are saying, geez, you got rid of Matt Judon, what's the deal? You got a third-round pick, and mm-hmm. you're probably very happy with that if you're Elliott Wolf, because you understand that that's the way you're going to have to build your football team.
And Shime, Greg's right, because he would have taken, if it was about, you know, him wanting to get more money and he doesn't care about the family situation or
no,
the players.
No, he wants money and he wants to be in San Francisco, Courtney. That's the whole point.
Okay, so then why didn't he just get to San Francisco immediately?
Because he wants more money as well. That's why he's using all the leverage he has to try and get as much money as he can.
What's your excuse when it comes to Ridley? Wiggy brought it up.
Yeah, the Ridley one was you didn't pay him enough. That's fair. I don't disagree with that. But like, Greg, they through the course of history, bad teams have been able to sign players if they're willing to overspend.
Yes,
if the Patriots are willing to if the Patriots are willing to overspend, then they're going to sign free agents. It's not a problem.
I just don't get the, because I kind of agree with Shime on Ayuk. Like, if the Patriots offered you the most money, why wouldn't you go there?
Because I think Greg's point, he looked at how they treat players, how they treat families, and then you go look at the Steelers, and their report card from last season was even worse
in some regards than
the Patriots.
But that's why Ayuk's not going to be a Steeler.
Right. That's why I agree with Shime. It's really not about New England for Ayuk. He's like this rare breed of, he wants to go back to San Francisco, but he wants to get the money.
I think he thought that the grass was going to be greener on the other side. He went out, looked around, and said, wait a minute, what am I doing? And now he's regretting it.
But what is he looking at other than, well, if he's looking at Pittsburgh and New England or Cleveland versus San Francisco, I don't think you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out San Francisco is the best place for me to win. Then you go, okay, it must be about the money. But if they're offering more money than San Francisco and he's turning it down, he's wanting to stay in San Francisco, but he's wanting to get paid.
He wants the best of both worlds.
He's one of those guys that say, hey, I want my cake and eat it too.
Oh, I want my cake. Can I have cake for breakfast?
Can you always have cake
yes,
for breakfast?
Please.
This is Tim from Hanover. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, guys.
What's
great
up?
Job over the last few days.
Awesome.
I just want to say that Judon is played it last. His last few years were great. You don't see a lot of stuff that he does, but he caused a lot of turmoil on that defense. I think it's going to bring down, like Wiggy was saying, I'm thinking this is what Wiggy's getting to. That defense is not going to be as strong, and I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lesson on Drake May if he does ever get in there, because you know what? He ain't going to get that ball too often. If that defense is not doing their job, then they're really hardly ever going to see that ball.
Yeah.
So I think it's all about the money today. It's all about the money for these guys, and you got to be able to negotiate and get close to it or whatever, and these guys aren't spending it, unfortunately. I love the team. but all that's right. The way it feels today.
Okay. Well, Tim, thank you. So Matthew Judon is gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's a resolution there. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Curtis is out. I don't know about all day or not. Little issue with Pudge, and we'll get an update at some point soon. Pudge is getting up there.
But he's and when you see, when you actually meet Pudge, he's sleepy, but he has energy. Like, yeah. He's still so...
Oh, it's kind of like me. I'm sleepy, but I have energy when I need it.
And both of your eyesight is going.
Yeah.
Like, isn't Pudge in his 90s?
Well, he's 12, but small dogs can live till like 16, 17, 18.
Oh, really?
My small dog growing up was 16. Oh, wait,
now you're going to jinx. You're going to Hillman Pudge.
Don't worry, I'm knocking on wood in here.
Yeah, please.
No, I just thought they, like, you know, the average, like, 12, 13 was
old. Please stop. I don't want to talk about it.
He's going to be okay.
I love Pudge.
All right.
He's the official mascot of this program. He enjoys this program like many do, falling asleep to it. So, with Curtis being out, are we giving Jackson a lead?
Yes.
I'm always down for it, Jack Lee.
Yes.
All right.
I need an update on the mother-in-law.
Okay, well, we will get to today's leads next. Well, I hate to do it, but the texters are demanding a Courtney correction on the play-by-play this evening when it comes to your Boston Red Sox.
Yes, unfortunately, I did say Tyler O'Neill. I meant Tyler Murray, and that is my apologies. I love Tyler Murray.
Yeah, I understand.
That is on me.
It's fine. It happens.
No, it's not fine. You know what, Greg?
Courtney?
It's not fine. I want excellence for you because it's your name on the program.
It's fine.
And between Noche and Tyler O'Neill, I mean, I got to step it up.
It is fine. We are also, I believe, this evening launching a new programming enhancement when it comes to the Red Sox broadcast. We are not going to broadcast the ninth inning based on last night. So we'll just take you right up until the eighth inning.
All right,
let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Decade is the 80s. Let it breathe for a minute.
I drive a million miles.
Contains the band in the title of the song.
In the lyrics of the song, not in the title.
Okay. Well, the song... Wait. Song, isn't that Everybody Wang Chung Tonight?
Well, it's Everybody Have Fun Tonight.
Okay. By Wang Chung.
Correct. Well done.
So the band name Wang Chung is... They had a couple hits, actually. Not a one-hit wonder, if you're wondering.
I was wondering, actually. This is going to be a question I had for you.
Oh, yeah. No, they had a great song that was in... They did the theme song for an unbelievable movie that none of you have ever seen, except for maybe Wiggy, which is called To Live and Die in L.A. To Live and Die in L.A. Do you remember that movie, Wiggy? It's a great movie. God, but it's like from the 80s, so probably nobody here saw To Live and Die in L.A. All right. Lead time. Minus Curtis. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity. My lead is going to be very uplifting.
Oh.
So, God bless the summer and God bless baseball. So, yesterday, I was passing the local field near my house.
Uh-huh.
And
the one where the ball came out and caused your windshield to break?
No, a different one. And that was the tire, not the windshield.
You seem to be driving around Little League parks a lot. I'm a little bit concerned.
There's a lot of parks around Hyde Park in Denham, okay?
Okay, all right.
No, but there
was a... Did you have a raincoat on at the time?
No, I did not.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man.
What?
So I stopped and started watching the game. You know, men's baseball league. I think it's the Boston Men's Baseball League, actually. And I call my dad because my dad loves baseball, so he comes down and watches the game with me.
Right?
And
did he say, "I told you never to call me"?
Once, but I persisted. Uh-huh. So we sat there in the stands, just him and I, taking in a ball game on a summer evening, and it was beautiful.
Oh.
It was great. And we're both criticizing the pitchers because the pitchers are throwing meatballs and it was not great quality baseball.
Kind of a hardo baseball move to sit there and criticize the pitching of men in an over 40 baseball.
Well, here get this. So after the game, I noticed that one team only had 9 players. Mm-hmm. So after the game, I go, "Hey, how do I get in on this?"
Yeah,
and they're like, "What? Well, do you pitch?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I have."
Oh, you can start tomorrow.
Not in 20 years. They throw me a glove and a ball and go, let's play some catch. And they tested me out a little bit. So
Were you yelling at the players? Were you like, "Hey, you couldn't hit that with a tennis racket?"
You know, we almost did heckle them a couple of times because there was a couple of real knucklehead plays. But we digressed.
Sounds like a pretty amazing father-son moment.
Yes, wow, absolutely. Really nice. You're damn right. It was great.
That's great. All right, thank you.
You're
Chime.
Welcome.
Chime, good morning.
Well, let's go from uplifting to figuring out a beef, because there was a tweet that was making the rounds that I retweeted, and then one of the hosts on this program decided to come at me.
Oh.
And so I figure I need to resolve this beef while we can.
Okay.
The tweet was, "Guys will be like, sorry, I have a lot on my plate right now, and it's literally just their job and preparation for their fantasy football league draft." To which I responded, "Yes, both are 24/7 duties. I don't know how else you expect me to live." Mm-hmm. Courtney said, and I quote, "You're sick."
Yeah.
"What do you mean I'm sick?"
"You're sick. You're a sicko."
How am I a sicko? Because I like my job and I like fantasy football?
Nope, the job part is perfectly fine. But I mean, spending any more time for your fantasy football league than the time allotted for you to pick your team is too much.
Oof.
It's too much.
You're going to make a lot of guys mad.
I don't care.
Even if it involves a sizable amount of money?
Yeah, no. Let me be perfectly clear. The longer you take to pick your team, the worse your team will be.
I see.
It's
I disagree.
The people that go in blind and just pick willy-nilly that always win.
Really?
And if you haven't realized that yet, it's time to take a strong look in the mirror and say, "I'm the problem."
Wow.
As someone who I just had a fantasy draft this past weekend, that's why this tweet really hit me hard.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time preparing for it.
Uh-huh.
I had multiple sheets printed out. I did a ton of research.
Oh, yeah.
It's a league that I pay a lot of money to be in.
If I remember correctly, you grabbed J.J. McCarthy as your quarterback.
Nope, did not. I have Anthony Richardson. Shout out to my guy. And I finished second, third, and then second in this league. So I'm trying to maintain that level of success.
Who's first?
Courtney. Not me.
How much money did you make coming in second or third?
I have made a total, in the 3 years I've been, made a total of like $600.
Santo don't play fantasy football?
No, he does, but he doesn't make it a full-time job.
Well, you know what, Courtney? Some of us are more committed to the game than others, and so I felt like I needed to bring this to the show.
And Mr. Seafoodie T62 and Twitch, Coco obviously knows nothing about fantasy football. Let me remind you, a few years back, I picked, I believe, Travis Kelce as my first player that I drafted in my fantasy league, and he went off, and I came pretty high in that year. So I do not play anymore because I get sick of the group messages.
But yeah, this is a real problem for you.
You don't
it's
like
not
fantasy
a problem.
Football.
It's just like people take it so seriously.
Wow.
And I have
Can you imagine if somebody wrote like a 5,000 word email about fantasy football and just emailed it to all the friends at work? Think about how serious that would be. Courtney hates fantasy football, but she doesn't mind.
No,
I don't hate
fantasy football, but I think
Santo is into fantasy television.
No, Santo likes
like
fantasy football
Game
as well.
Of Thrones.
I just think
I just wrote 12,000 words on Game of Thrones and why it ought to return.
You know what? Can I be actually honest?
Yes.
The reason I don't like it is because I think sometimes guys just use it as this like macho, like I'm a man, my fantasy team's crushing, like
right there.
Well, I just feel like they have nothing better to say, so they just bring up like their fantasy league.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a macho thing, Courtney. It's just an easy thing for guys to connect and talk about. Like if I went up to a guy in a bar that I didn't know that it, because our significant others knew each other and I meet this guy for the first time, it's likely I can find common ground with either fantasy football or golf. And it's amazing. It makes life 10,000 times easier.
Short guys and fantasy football guys, Courtney, then came after.
No, I'm just saying.
It's like that time when Mother of Dragons was trying to explain herself to everybody and nobody understood what she was saying.
Dracarys.
All right. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Shime, you are beef squashed?
Yeah, I wanted to know where Courtney stood on this. I wanted to understand why all she said was you're sick, and so I'm glad we've talked this out.
Is that why you tried to walk by Greg and I this morning without even saying good morning?
No. I had to. So that's a whole
different
issue.
It makes a lot more sense.
I don't know if you want this story. No, I will give you the
Shime,
TMI.
I don't
want
to say it, but my guess is that Shime is suffering from the bubble G's.
No, not bubble G's. I am actually very regular. Uh-huh. And the last 2 days, without you guys in the studio, I have had a certain pocket of time that I don't normally have.
Oh.
And so I have used that to go to the bathroom, but now my body feels like it needs to go to the bathroom at that time.
Geez.
And so it's just, I have to retrain my body to not do that.
Wait, you go number two at the same time every day?
Approximately, yeah. Like, I'm very, very regular.
Very interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
That's called consistency.
It really is.
I've never had an issue.
Yeah. Okay. We got to take a break, but we will get to the rest of today's leads next. And then they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up at 7:20.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, I hate to do it, but the texters are demanding a Courtney correction on the play-by-play this evening when it comes to your Boston Red Sox.
Yes, unfortunately, I did say Tyler O'Neill. I meant Tyler Murray, and that is my apologies. I love Tyler Murray.
I understand.
That is on me.
It's fine. It happens.
No, it's not fine. You know what, Greg?
Courtney?
It's not fine. I want excellence for you because it's your name on the program.
It's fine.
And between Noche and Tyler O'Neill, I mean, I got to step it up. up.
It is fine. We are also, I believe this evening, launching a new programming enhancement when it comes to the Red Sox broadcast. We are not going to broadcast the ninth inning based on last night. So we'll just take you right up until the eighth inning.
All right,
let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Decade is the 80s. Let it breathe for a minute.
Drive a million miles to be with you tonight.
With you tonight.
So if you're feeling low, turn up your radio. The ones we use are strong.
Oh! This is the rare occurrence where the song title contains the band in the title of the song.
In the lyrics of the song, not in the title.
Okay. Well, the song. Great. Song, isn't that Everybody Wang Chung Tonight?
What's Everybody Have Fun Tonight?
Okay, by Wang Chung.
Correct. Well done.
So the band name Wang Chung they had a couple hits actually. Not a one-hit wonder, if you're wondering.
I was wondering actually. This is going to be a question I had for you.
Oh yeah, no, they had a great song that was in. They did the theme song for an unbelievable movie that none of you have ever seen, except for maybe Wiggy, which is called To Live and Die in L.A. To Live and Die in L.A. Do you remember that movie, Wiggy? It's a great movie. God, but it's like from the 80s, so probably nobody here saw To Live and Die in L.A. All right, lead time, minus Curtis. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity. My lead is going to be very uplifting.
Oh.
So... God bless the summer and God bless baseball. So yesterday, I was passing the local field near my house.
And the one where the ball came out and caused your windshield to break?
No, a different one. And okay. That was the tire. And okay. Not the windshield.
You seem to be driving around Little League parks a lot. I'm a little bit concerned.
There's a lot of parks around Hyde Park in Denham, okay?
Okay, all right.
No, but there
Do you
was
have a raincoat on at the time?
No, I did
okay,
not.
Okay,
nope.
All right.
Oh, man.
What?
So I stopped and started watching the game, men's baseball league. I think it's the Boston Men's Baseball League, actually. And I called my dad because my dad loves baseball, so he comes down and watches the game with me.
Right. Did he say, I told you never to call me?
once, but I persisted. Uh-huh. So we sat there in the stands, just him and I, taking in a ball game on a summer evening, and it was beautiful.
Oh.
It was great. And we're both criticizing the pitchers because the pitchers are throwing meatballs and it was not great quality baseball.
Kind of a hardo baseball move to sit there and criticize the pitching of men in an over 40 baseball.
Well, here we'll get this. So after the game, I noticed that one team only had 9 players. Uh-huh. So after the game, I go, hey, how do I get in on this?
Yeah,
and they're like, what? Well, do you pitch? And I'm like, yeah, I have.
You can start tomorrow.
Not in 20 years. They throw me a glove and a ball and go, let's play some catch. And they tested me out a little bit.
Were you yelling at the players? Were you like, hey, you couldn't hit that with a tennis racket?
You know, we almost did heckle them a couple of times because there was a couple of real knucklehead plays. But we digressed.
Sounds like a pretty amazing father-son moment.
Yes, wow, absolutely. You're damn right. It was great.
That's great. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Sean, good morning.
Well, let's go from uplifting to figuring out a beef, because there was a tweet that was making the rounds that I retweeted, and then one of the hosts on this program decided to come at me.
Oh.
And so I figure I need to resolve this beef while we can.
Okay.
the tweet was... Guys will be like, sorry, I have a lot on my plate right now, and it's literally just their job and preparation for their fantasy football league draft. To which I responded, yes, both are 24/7 duties. I don't know how else you expect me to live. Mm-hmm. Courtney said, and I quote, you're sick.
Yeah.
What do you mean I'm sick?
You're sick. You're a sicko.
How am I a sicko? Because I like my job and I like fantasy football.
Nope, the job part is perfectly fine. But I mean, spending any more time for your fantasy football league than the time allotted for you to pick your team is too much. It's too much.
You're going to make a lot of guys mad.
I don't care.
Even if it involves a sizable amount of money?
Yeah, no. Let me be perfectly clear. The longer you take to pick your team, the worse your team will be.
I see.
It's the people that go in blind and just pick willy-nilly that always win.
Really?
And if you haven't realized that yet, it's time to take a strong look in the mirror and say, I'm the problem.
Wow.
As someone who I just had a fantasy draft this past weekend, that's why this tweet really hit me hard.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time preparing for it.
Uh-huh.
I had multiple sheets printed out. I did a ton of research.
Oh, yeah.
It's a league that I pay a lot of money to be in.
If I remember correctly, you grabbed J.J. McCarthy as your quarterback?
Nope, did not. I have Anthony Richardson. Shout out to my guy. And I finished second, third, and then second in this league. So I'm trying to maintain that level of success.
Who was first?
Not me.
How much money did you make coming in second or third?
I have made a total, in the 3 years I've been, made a total of like $600.
Santo don't play fantasy football?
No, he does, but he doesn't make it a full-time job.
Well, you know what, Courtney? Some of us are more committed to the game than others, and so I felt like I needed to bring this to the show.
And Mr. Seafoodie T62 and Twitch, Coco obviously knows nothing about fantasy football. Let me remind you, a few years back, I picked, I believe, Travis Kelce as my first player that I drafted in my fantasy league, and he went off, and I came pretty high in that year. So I do not play anymore because I get sick of the group messages.
Oh, really?
But, yeah.
This is a real problem for you.
You don't
it's
like
not
fantasy
a problem.
Football.
It's We're just like people that. Take it so seriously.
Wow.
And I have
Can you imagine if somebody wrote like a 5,000 word email about fantasy football and just emailed it to all the friends at work? Think about how serious that would be. Courtney hates fantasy football, but she doesn't mind.
No, I don't hate fantasy football, but I think
Santo is into fantasy television.
No, Santo likes fantasy football
Game
as well.
Of Thrones.
I just think
I just wrote 12,000 words on Game of Thrones and why it ought to return.
You know what? Can I be actually honest?
Yes.
The reason I don't like it is because I think sometimes guys just use it as this like macho, like I'm a man, my fantasy team's crushing, like
right there.
Well, I just feel like they have nothing better to say, so they just bring up like their fantasy league.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily a macho thing, Courtney. It's just an easy thing for guys to connect and talk about. Like if I went up to a guy in a bar that I didn't know because our significant others knew each other and I meet this guy for the first time, it's likely I can find common ground with either fantasy football or golf. And it's amazing. It makes life 10,000 times easier.
Short guys and fantasy football guys, Courtney then came after.
Nope, I'm just saying.
It's like that time when Mother of Dragons was trying to explain herself to everybody and nobody understood what she was saying.
Dracarys.
All right. Interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
Shime, you are beef squashed?
Yeah, I wanted to know where Courtney stood on this. I wanted to understand why she said was you're sick, and so I'm glad we've talked this out.
Is that why you tried to walk by Greg and I this morning without even saying good morning?
Mm-hmm. No. I had to. So that's a
it
whole
makes a lot more
issue.
Sense.
I don't know if you want this story.
No,
I will give you the TMI.
Shime, I don't
want
to say it, but my guess is that Shime is suffering from the bubble G's.
No, not bubble G's. I am actually very regular.
Uh-huh.
And the last 2 days without you guys in the studio, I have had a certain pocket of time that I don't normally have.
Oh.
And so I have used that to go to the bathroom, but now my body feels like it needs to go to the bathroom at that time.
Geez.
And so it's just, I have to retrain my body to not do that.
Wait, you go to you go number two at the same time every day?
Approximately, yeah. Like, I'm very, very regular.
Very interesting.
Wow. Yeah.
That's called consistency.
It really is.
That's, I've never had an issue.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. We got to take a break, but we will get to the rest of today's leads next. And then they said it, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up at 7:20.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
Ooh.
You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.